Nigeria Info. Information. Information is a source of development. Stay tuned.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And collation of results for the governorship and State House of Assembly election in Rivers State still ongoing. The hopes is that we might get official announcements as to who the winner for the governorship election is in Rivers State today. Hopefully. But while we allow INEC and party agents continue with their coalition exercise, it is pertinent that we look at the election thus far and the performance of INEC, and that would form our conversation this morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. You can join the conversation on Facebook. It is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH and Nigeria Info PH on Twitter. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook and Nigeria Info PH on Twitter. You can watch us live and drop your comments as well. It's very simple. You've seen the presidential election, and now you've seen the governorship and state houses of assembly election, as well as the national houses of assembly election on February 25. Can you say that INEC made improvements in the conduct of these elections, especially the elections that held on Saturday? And what do you make of the use of the BVAS and IREV portal? Yeah, my guest this morning is no other than the Media and Communications Officer, Yaga Africa, Mr. Moshood Issa. Mr. Issa, good morning to you.
Good morning, and good morning, Port Harcourt.
First off, I hope I got your name correctly when I said Issa.
Yeah, spot on.
Oh, okay, thank you. It's a new week, and Nigerians, well, some people say back to reality. We return to our usual business as we await results to begin to trickle in from different parts of the country. But overall, many have questioned the process. Some have said INEC didn't do too much. Some said, well, it was fair enough. With the resources available to INEC and the time that it had to plan for these elections, would you say that there was an improvement on the Saturday election when you compare it to the February 25 presidential and National Houses of Assembly election?
Yeah, I'm glad you said with the resources and time available to INEC, and to also add that with the fact that a new legal framework was signed last year, that's the Electoral Act, to enable the process go better than we used to have it. And we all know what happened in the February 25th presidential election with a lot of logistic and technological hiccups. But honestly to say, I think there has been the governorship election, especially as regards to election logistics, where in a substantial number of polling units, election actually commenced in due time as compared to the presidential election. It's not that the standard should be election should commence at 8:30, but in most locations, election commence at 9:30. But in comparison to what happened in presidential election, I think it's an improvement. Also, for technological deployment, I think there has been an improvement in the functionality of the BVAS and the fact that the results are also being uploaded in the results viewing portal. So technological-wise and logistics-wise, I think there have been improvements. But of course, I also think political stakeholders, politicians, candidates, they also upped their game in their level of desperation, in their effort to sabotage the process.
Before we jump on to politicians and, well, their acts of desperation, as you've termed it, let's still dwell a little bit more on the conduct of the election and INEC's performance. You've said that, well, the uploading of results. Are there polling units that you saw yourself in which states did you get reports for the organization you work for that results were uploaded? Because I'll give an instance in Rivers State, well, in some places, reports were that results were not even counted at the polling unit after voting was completed. They were taken to either a local government secretariat. And so the voters didn't even get to know how many votes a political party or candidate scored after they voted. There was also the issue of, we couldn't upload results in most of the polling units in this part of the country. So when you say that it was not the case in other parts, you care to give us some more enlightenment on that?
Yes. So YAG Africa deployed observers to all the 28 states where governorship elections are being conducted. And actually, YAG Africa also have what we call the election result analysis dashboard. What it does is download results from the election results viewing portal and input into that dashboard and project to the public to see. Again, as compared to the presidential election, where at 10 p.m. there was no result on the portal. In this case, in most states that we observed, that we downloaded results from, at least in every state, up to 60% of results were uploaded in the portal. And it's cut across all the 28 states. But of course, it varies in different degrees. It's in different degrees. So in some cases, in states like Rivers, like you had mentioned, the results uploaded is not as much as the results uploaded in, say, Kano or Katsina or Kaduna or, say, Lagos, for instance. So it's in varying degrees. But again, as compared to the presidential election, results that were uploaded on the portal are actually substantial as compared to what we had in the presidential
election. Well, these results,
1 week after the presidential election.
Okay, looking at
results were not being uploaded.
Looking from your database, where you said automatically you could download the results from the IRF portal, were these results uploaded real time? How long did it take before you could access these results on the IRF portal?
Actually, it is expected that results are being uploaded real time from the polling unit as soon as elections results are being counted. So in most cases, results started coming in from 4 or 5 p.m. to 6, but substantial number of those results came in very, very late in the evening, from 5 to 6 p.m. But you know, of course, elections are supposed to be concluded when the last person on the queue is able to vote, and then the whole sorting of the results in piles, sorting of results in different political parties and rejected votes. Of course, this is expected to take time, and then the entire process generally. So probably that was what led to results being uploaded late in the evening. But results actually started coming in from 5 to 6 p.m., and in most cases, much later in the night when more results. And I think even at the moment, more results are still coming in. Even though, of course, this is expected that results have been uploaded from the polling unit, but sometimes that same situation where results have been uploaded from the ward level.
All right. While we wait on INEC to explain to us, maybe give us a particular reason what might be responsible for why results were uploaded late. One question we'd like to ask is, the time it takes before it is uploaded, for instance, in some wards here where the results were not even counted after voting was concluded, one would ask the time between when voting ended and how long it took before it was uploaded. Isn't it possible? Would you say that it's possible to, in that time, manipulate the figures? How safe are the figures in that time?
Because
the presidential was also a problem where it took almost 3-4 days. We were still getting 3 days, we're still getting results. And many would say, how can we trust those results now if they're taking this long before they've been uploaded?
Yes, immediately you provide an opportunity for people to doubt the process, then it casts doubt on the credibility and the transparency of the process. Like I said, one of the gaps in our results collation process is the fact that we take results manually from polling unit to the ward level, manually from ward level to the local government coalition center. But the purpose of the IRF is to ensure transparency, is to ensure that this is done in the presence of everyone. In a situation where even your network is not good enough, what you're supposed to do is to attempt to upload it. By the time you move to a location where there is good network, it automatically uploads just like your WhatsApp message where you send. There's no good network. The moment there's good network, it automatically delivers. So, of course, there will be questions around the timing of this upload. But, of course, there's also issue around when were these results actually counted? When did the election finish in those polling units? Elections sometimes finish 4, 5 p.m. in some polling units, depending on the number of registered voters there or the number of people that turned out and the time that the process actually started. But in a situation where elections or results were not being counted at the polling units, then it casts doubt on the transparency and the credibility of the process. Because the purpose is that the results should be counted in the presence of everyone available there, especially party agents and security, and then results should be snapped and uploaded in the presence of everyone, and results is supposed to be pasted at the polling unit for everyone to see. So in the case where there are situations where results are not being counted at the polling unit, it's cast doubt on the credibility of the process. And that is why I talked about politicians upping their desperation game, trying to capture some aspect of the results management process. And this happened in states like actually Rivers, Lagos, Delta, Kano, Akwa Ibom, and even Taraba State and some other states where political parties were able to capture the result management system. Political parties, political thugs were able to capture result management system where in some polling units where there are a good number of registered voters, there's usually a controversy around how to count election results. Sometimes they take it to another location, which is a violation of the electoral guidelines.
All right. Quickly then, before I let you go, I know you only promised me a few minutes of your time. Some Rivers people and Nigerians in general have questioned, because this also happened in the presidential election, the fact that INEC continues to announce results in areas where there are clear indications or reports of ballot box snatching and some other electoral offences or illegalities, but yet you see that the results still would be announced regardless, and what anybody says later is go to court. If it is possible to stop it, is it possible for INEC to have said we can't take results from areas that have this report, that report, and that report until we can correlate or confirm, as against taking it and then saying go to court to verify? What would be the reason behind that?
Two things. You know, no matter what happened in the polling unit, it is the responsibility of the presiding officer to come out and say, hey, there were irregularities in my polling unit, so we should cancel in that polling unit. Unfortunately, the commission might not focus on news reports to take their decision. It is the report that the presiding officer from that polling unit provides that the commission will make use of. If the presiding officer from a certain polling unit gets to the ward level of coalition and said to the ward coalition officer that, hey, the results in my polling units cannot be accepted due to irregularity. Our ballot boxes were snatched or they were overvoting and all that. Then at that ward level, the ward coalition center officer now has a reason to actually cancel that result. But in as much as the presiding officer did not report any irregularity, then the commission would not necessarily go to news reports and then start saying, oh, there were reports about irregularities.
Another thing is
the fact that at the World Coalition Center, let me just round this up.
Okay.
At the World Coalition Center, the World Coalition officer is supposed to compare results that has been uploaded on the portal to the manual results that has been brought. So if there is inconsistencies in that, the results that were collated that was uploaded on the portal is supposed to take precedence over the one that was brought manually.
All right. So in other words, even though the commission can see that, organizations like yours or reports or videos, voters, and they have these facts in front of them, it still wouldn't count unless it's coming from the electoral officer who was at that polling unit or ward.
So remember, journalists, observers, as their name implies, they are observers. They are not monitors. They cannot influence the process directly. What they do is observe documents, report, and provide recommendations. It provide recommendations that due to what we observe in certain locations, we think results should be cancelled or elections should be conducted there. And the presiding officer comes back and said everything went well. Then the commission, unfortunately, will tend to believe their own presiding officer unless they also have other substantial evidence or if there are inconsistencies in the result that have been announced by the presiding officer himself. There are inconsistencies and there are substantial evidence by themselves to prove that there are irregularities in this location. Then they have reasons to actually cancel those results. Remember that, like I said, politicians upped their game in capturing some of those electoral officers, and they have a way in which they manipulate or circumvent the process while closing all available gaps. But unfortunately, if the presiding officer or the collation center officer have substantial reason, and one of those reasons is, like I said, inconsistencies in the result that were uploaded on the portal and the results that are being brought to the center. If there are inconsistencies, then the one on the portal will take precedence. But of course, it's all about doing your job diligently. We should ask, are these things being done diligently? In the collation center, World Collation Center, or the local government's collation center, there's supposed to be a monitor that projects.
All right, Moshood, we have a commercial coming now. Just stay on the line. We'll continue shortly. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, let's talk on Facebook Live, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. On Twitter, Nigeria Info PH, joining on the conversation. Quite easy. You can also send in your thoughts to us on WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. And what we want to find out from you is what you think about the just concluded Governorship and State Houses of Assembly election on Saturday. Do you see any improvements when you compare it to what we saw from INEC on February 25? What do you make of the use of the Beavers and IRF portal? Was it really effective in tackling, well, the problem of rigging election? Some of the things we would like you to respond to on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. On Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. We'll be taking those comments shortly. Meanwhile, let's get on to Moshood Issa, the Media and Communications Officer for Yaga Africa, as we attempt to wrap up with him. Mr. Issa, thank you for staying on for us.
Yeah, thanks.
You were on a train of thought, and then I interrupted you because we had that very swift commercial. If you held on to that thought and you want to continue with it, kindly go ahead. You were talking about the process and politicians and the acts of desperation.
Yeah, like I said, if we have substantial evidence to prove that there are a lot of irregularities, substantial enough to cancel results in certain polling units, we should do that. But the number one person that the commission would depend on is the report that the presiding officer brings to the World Coalition Center or different coalition or any level of the coalition center. And if you notice, the coalition officers at the different coalition centers usually ask certain questions if there are inconsistencies in the result being announced. In some cases, this either presiding officer or coalition officers are being sent back to go and recalculate or get their figures right.
How does the commission verify information from these officers? How can they verify that the report these persons are giving them is actually what happened on ground? I mean, the technology of the Beavers was one that was supposed to help cut out some, you know, manual intrusion. It was supposed to see that we find some level of credibility. And in cases where these officers give reports, we can also refer to what we have on the IRF portal. But then we've seen that, like you've established, the time that it takes to even upload these results for whatever reason that, well, we many would also question, because in some areas, elections ended exactly at 2:30, but whether or not the results were uploaded while at that point there is another question altogether. You've given certain reasons why that could be possible. So when you now have officers that the commission will now depend on, and these officers are human beings that could be persuaded, could be intimidated, anything could happen. In fact, we've even had threats to life issues reported by REC officers. How then will the commission verify? Because whatever those people say, like you've mentioned, is what they take, and results will be announced regardless.
Yeah, unfortunately, like you said, the only way I think they verify is to see if everything they've done is within the electoral guidelines. If every information, evidence they've provided is within the electoral guideline. Have you conducted the election following the electoral guideline? Have you provided the results following the electoral guideline? Are the total number of votes cast not more than the total number of either registered voters or PVCs collected? I think those are some of those things they do. Is that enough? Is another question we actually need to ask. Because when these politicians also know this electoral law, they know these electoral guidelines, they know what to do to actually circumvent any loopholes, unfortunately so. And this has continued to become the bane of our electoral process. But what the commission focuses on, I think, is the electoral guidelines to see if everything were done in line with the electoral guideline. But does the commission itself also follow its electoral guidelines in every case? Is another question we also need to ask.
It's a question I'm about to ask you. I mean, the commission was supposed, results were supposed to be uploaded. A lot of money was spent on the beavers. And we now have to deal with the network problem or system being attacked. All of these conversations now begin to come up. Hello, Issa.
I'm with you.
All right. So you've just asked the question, does the commission itself even follow its guidelines some of the times or most of the times? It's another question that needs answers. I'm pretty sure the commission can answer that, except you think you have a reason why it's that way sometimes.
Well, again, what I saw from the commission is a commission that is anxious to round up elections and politicians go and settle themselves in court. And a typical example is the presidential elections, where a commission has said results will be uploaded in real time. Until 10 p.m. on election day, results were not uploaded. And in many situations, in the governorship elections too. But to speak, not all results are already on the portal, and results are being announced. So there are a lot of questions. But at what level of coalition should we be asking that question? Should it be at the ward level, at the local government level, or at the state coalition center level? And of course, I know political party agents also have a lot of questions to ask. So a lot of things dwell on what happens at the ward level, what attention is given to coalition at the ward level, because that's the first stage. As soon as it's past that stage, it becomes very difficult to call back our results. Again, a lot needs to be done.
Okay.
I think deployment of technology has actually come to stay. But again, the people that manage that technology, again, is another question we also need to ask.
All right, Issa, thank you very much for your time with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll back on the news again if need be. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Oh, you heard that from Moshood Issa, is Media Communications Officer, Yaga Africa. And you got his thoughts there. Well, we're going to move on to my second guest on the show this morning. He ran under the Labour Party was the candidate of the Labour Party, senatorial candidate for the Labour Party in the February 25 election. And, was also supposed to cast his vote in the just concluded governorship and State House of Assembly election. How did that turn out and what he thinks about the process? Well, we will find out shortly from Douglas Fabeke via telephone. In the meantime, let's go take a few of your messages already on Facebook. We have quite a number of them. Engineer Ogu Chiwike says the problem that that has stagnated Nigeria is INEC, and the police, billions of Nigerians have just gone down the drain in the name of conducting elections. Adi Oji at KOCC says politics here is undemocratic. Kingsley Udo says what happened was heartbreaking. I wonder how we arrived at this point where our PVC is no longer our power, but our ability to rig, snatch, intimidate, or even kill to get into power. I was greatly in pains. Samuel Ibeta says it's better we stop wasting our time in the name of conducting an election. We should just select someone to represent us instead of wasting money. Ubi Joseph says there was big improvement, at least compared to the presidential election. People fail to understand something. We're still growing. We should not expect that type of poll in some big countries, but we'll get there one day. Let's keep building. Nikki Ume says Nigeria has a long way to go to get elections right. Godde Chukudi says, which improvement? As it is right now, INEC and the police are our major problems. If Nigeria dies today, hold them responsible. That's a strong one to say that the police and INEC, the major problems. So it only shows that a lot of people aren't really happy with the commission because maybe in their eyes, they didn't get what they expected. We would also have to give the commission a chance to tell us what happened. Hopefully, when they are done with the coalition and everything, then we can have time to speak with them and get proper understanding of the situation. Hart Hour says, worst election in the history of this country. It's a shame and waste of resources. This one here, Barinella, says there was no improvement in last Saturday's election. The beavers and IRF portal introduced by INEC was just for formalities. This technology has ridiculed and reduced the integrity of the process. Nia Barinebe says Nigeria is practicing oral democracy, but practically no democracy. Felix Oluwafemi Chima Orwell. No, until we begin to vote electronically with our voter's card inserted in the beavers machine. Johnny Evans says INEC did nothing different in the area of security of voters and their votes. The election was marred by voter intimidation. Well, security of voters, it's not INEC's responsibility, though. It's that of security personnel, security agencies working with INEC, of course. But it's solely the responsibility of the security agents to ensure safety of voters. There are complaints of voter intimidation. In fact, reports of people in some parts saying they were told, if you're not going to vote for a certain political party or a certain candidate, we do not want to see you come out to vote. In Lagos State, there were reports of even certain people from a certain part of the country being asked not to come out to vote. It's just a lot of things that happened. And so you would understand when people say what they say or feel the way they feel. You can't stop them from feeling that way. We have more messages on WhatsApp. Before I get on to my guest, I'll take a few messages on WhatsApp. This one says, it's evil for any human to congratulate INEC for work not well done. This person says, good morning, Andrew. It bleeds my heart and that of many well-meaning Nigerians when we hear elderly and responsible adults supporting the evil in the air for selfish interest. The last election was a total sham. Voter intimidation, thuggery, ballot box snatching marred the election in Rukboku, where I voted. I tried to vote but could not. Okay, in Rukboku, where I was supposed to vote, I tried to vote but I could not because I was compelled to vote against my candidate and I refused. Lambs Fidel sent in that one. This person says, yeah, in Benue State, everyone is answering, yes, Father. Our special sent Redeemer takes the lead as we wait for official announcement by INEC. Benjamin Kende from Omagua. Oh, you went to Benue to vote? I'm confused. Benue State from Omagua, I don't know. INEC and the police are not helping democracy and I blame them. But ultimately, the blame goes to the president, who is just a president. Ima Wike sent in that one. Another person says, I decided not to call again because when one call, you people will start saying proofs. Well, you should also understand that in as much as we welcome your thoughts, you should be constructive with how you put in your opinion. We have certain guidelines on how the work is being done. And regardless of how you feel or what you think, you have to still operate within those guidelines. It's just simple. It's not because you are angry, you now tell your father you are stupid. Would you do that? You wouldn't. No matter how angry you get at your father, you can't say you're stupid. The reason is because you understand that there's a protocol, so you try not to speak out of terms. It's just the same thing that happens. You may be very emotional at the moment and feel very upset. Maybe you didn't like what happened at your ward, but it doesn't mean you get on the radio and just say anything. If you hear me, Andrew, Ima from Port Harcourt, well, good for you. Sheriff said, I was terrified and scared of going out now. Too much hatred. Why? Mama Onome from Ibaya State. Like I said, anybody who is angry, you have a right to be angry. Because I went to cover the elections myself, and, well, some of the things you said, you're saying, well, you cannot say they're absolutely wrong, because we saw some of these things. I saw some of them with my eyes happen. Materials not arriving early, etc., etc. What the commission does next is what everybody's looking at. Let's get on to Douglas Fabeke, who's on the line. Hello, Mr. Fabeke. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very fine, thank you. Elections come and gone. Counting of votes still ongoing. We're awaiting official announcement from INEC. But so far, what is your thought about the process and INEC's performance in this governorship and House of Assembly election?
Well, it was very, very embarrassing. You witnessed what happened in some of the polling units, and especially Ward 16. You know, I was at home for the election, and everybody ready to pass their vote. But I'm trying to be, you know, so many things is going through my mind now as I'm talking to you about the kind of foundation that we are building for the future, the foundation of allowing people to have the free choice to elect their leader. I've never seen this kind of election in Nigeria. In fact, let's say 5 years ago, when there was no big up and there was no any process of they had to scan you have to turn things, and it was even better than what we have just witnessed, because the process is evil. The process was compromised. The process was managed. The real thing has already taken place. The people were deceived. Let me say something this morning, Andrew. I was praying to God this morning, and the Holy Spirit took me, because whether we believe it or not, God is on the throne. And I think God is going to react. There was a man in the book of Luke chapter 18. He was a judge, and the woman kept crying to him, avenge me for my enemy. Avenge me for my enemy. And the man said, look, I fear not God, neither I fear man. But because this woman is crying every day, I'm going to avenge her for my enemy. Jesus was giving this parable to the society that fear not God. Because there are people that fear not God and fear not man. And at the end, verse 6, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust just said. And shall not God avenge his people which cry day and night? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. You witness an election that will have a guideline, amended constitution by the Federal Republic of Nigeria. This is how the vote is going to take place, and this is the process. This is how the citizens are going to get involved. Getting to the time of that voting, the system was totally changed. And some people are praising these evil that will consume them tomorrow. You don't praise evil. You witness what happened in 16. We are waiting to vote till 2 p.m. I met came to my village community Nora 2 minutes after 2. And they brought in material. And they dropped the material for only 2 minutes. We ask them, in this community, we have more than 2 polling units. What are the material for the next polling unit? Give us the material, now that you are here, let's cast our vote. They refuse to drop that material. It was recorded that I've been spent up to 5 hours in my community. The soldiers that accompanied them were asking them, where is the PO? Where is this person? Where is this person? These people went and hid the material in the cycle and refused to bring out the material so that the people can vote.
When did voting end if they arrived at 2 p.m.? Because I know we got there, and yes, particularly for Luwa community, where at around 11 at the time before we left, materials had not arrived. And you're saying they arrived around 2. At what time did voting end?
We did not vote, Andrew. We did not vote because the IMEC staff did not want us to vote. In the whole of the system, there was no vote. There was no election. Nobody had access to vote. They refused to allow us to vote because they did not want to give us the material. I confronted one of the IMEC staff. I said, what is happening? He confided to me and said, the election was conducted 25th of February for National Assembly and the president. They still have the result in the system. They want to use that result for not for today's election.
That was what he said. The INEC staff said to you.
He said to me, I have the record. Why do you want to disenfranchise people? Everybody are believing for a good system, for a good Nigeria. Nigeria is 62 years today, and yet we cannot get one thing right. I am telling anybody that is present evil, you cannot make this society on this kind of foundation. We are destroying the future of our youth, the future of the children yet of born. What is the state of Nigeria? If the people are not allowed to go through the right process to select their leader. So what they did was not an election. You know, I'm already in tribunal to challenge my own election, that somebody that did not get up to 3,000 votes was getting 53,000 votes. And we have all the evidences, people that they call professors, I don't know why the INEC
did
not concentrate on using the professor
and
doctor.
So, Mr. Fabeke, in your opinion, you're saying that INEC didn't make any improvements on the presidential election?
In fact, this Saturday only is the worst. Maybe they try to do it better on the 25th of February and allow people to vote. So what they did, the system, they used up to the 5th of February. After the voting, they went to the collection center, used soldiers, scare everybody away and change all the figures. They are not 2M. So what INEC has done is zero. I don't know who are those people playing with INEC.
All right, Mr. Fabeke. Thank you for your time. We don't have a lot of time left on the show. Well, thank you for making our time to just share your own experience with us and telling us about what you think on the election. Hopefully, we get much more time to speak with you on another day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, there were reports we got, I think, at the time we were at Kana, when materials were yet to be distributed and people were waiting to get materials from the rack. And reports that came in and the complaints by some of the youth party agents, voters who were around at the time, was some of the things that he just mentioned. One of them would caught my interest then was they saying that, oh, the Beavers machine, they said, still had data from the February 25 election. If that is true in any way, one would then ask, there was supposed to be some sort of reconfiguration according to INEC. In fact, it was in court to see that it gets the permission of the court to reconfigure all these Beavers machines so that they can be used for the election. There were also reports of Beavers machines with low batteries in Kana, to be precise, while we were there. Let's take a few calls. I didn't want to take calls, but I'll see if I could take one or two of them before we go. I just wanted to stick with the messages. But then if I must take your call, please, you have to be very, very civil with your contribution on the show. 070-0923-0923 is the number to call. 070-0923-0923 is the number to call. Please, when you call, if you've already been introduced, no need to reintroduce yourself. Just go straight to the point and tell us your thoughts. Nigeria Info, good morning. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good morning. My name is Barry. I'm calling you from Pacheco.
All right, Barry, go on. What do you think? Yeah. What do you think of INEC's performance in the election?
Well, to my best of my knowledge, what happened on Saturday was not an election. We expected from INEC. I'm from Kana, precisely Ward 18. You see what happened in my community? We don't have ballot materials. There was no voting. The present Kana local government chairman, Dr. Thomas Baere, came to my community with talks, with all kinds of force attached to him.
And you saw him? You saw him?
That is the last. You can enter online. We get it. Live story, I'm telling you, from my community, Ward 18, tomorrow, precisely. Baere was the current local government chairman from my ward because the Ward 18 is compromised. Baere, tomorrow, and the present local government chairman, Baere, we are from the same ward, Ward 18. We don't have anything like voting materials. Everything was cut away. So up to the extent, he came from his community down to my community. Upon that, and we chased him. We were telling him to go back. We had to boys had to stone him to go back. And he has no right to move down to our government. Was mentioning some name he wants to arrest and so on and so. So you can see what happened. And I was surprised to hear that Kana election has been uploaded. What? Where did they vote? Where did the vote take place?
All right.
Where?
Thank you. Let's get
I
on to Stanley.
Presently, I have the video record. I can send it or you can see it. Can you see it?
All right, let's go to Stanley Nelele. Stanley, good morning. We lost a call from Stanley there. Sad. Nigeria Info, good morning. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, my name is Justice from Omok.
Justice from Omok?
Yes.
All right, Justice.
If you look at the whole thing that happened in this election by just passed, I would say it is a waste of resources. Over 300 billion naira was given to INEC to conduct the National Assembly and the State Assembly. There were irregularities. There were marks with different degrees of this election. If I may say, I will say that this election should be reconducted again for to benefit of that. Because nobody came out. We are playing ball everywhere.
Well, a few WhatsApp messages. I'm speechless. This one says, I'm speechless at the level of irregularities during the elections. Email Kamande, JP, from at Omega. You sent in that one. This one says, good morning. Victor Piba from Rumokoro says, this is the worst election in the history of this country. In Kana, there was no election in most of the wards because ballot papers INEC brought were Ikwerre local government ballot papers. No election in Ward 1, Ward 2, Ward 4, Ward 6, and Ward 14. But election results came out from those areas where there was no election. It is not right that INEC reschedule. Is it not right that INEC reschedule election in those areas? I weep for my generation. Well, I think for Ward 1 in Kanabori, we were there for up to about 10, there about 11 even, and materials were yet to come. Whether it came later or not, I do not know, but you're saying elections did not hold. It could only mean that maybe the materials did not arrive. At the end of the day, a conversation would definitely be held with INEC and we would get more facts and hear their own position on some of these issues. In the meantime, we await what result will be announced at the end of collation, hopefully today. My name is Ifeemi Andrew.